Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Smith McCoy,
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Here at the Breakthrough Broadcast, Jesus Christ will always get the glory and the honor and the praise. For the word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. That includes every boy, every girl, every woman, every man. He will draw them unto him if we can only lift him up. So today on this broadcast, we are here to be able to teach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save the souls of many. Here on the Breakthrough Broadcast today, our topic will be Christ's perfect sacrifice. And we thank God today that he is our perfect sacrifice. Our study text today will come from here in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter and that 12th verse. But this man, Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. The NIV says, but when this priest, which is Christ, had offered for all times one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Wherever you are, if you can, why don't you just reverence the Most High God? Because after all, he is the one that made and created us. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. So we're getting ready to go before him right now. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord God, we thank you for the great and for the mighty things, God, that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Have you waved today? Lord, even as we pray right now, God, reach out, Lord God, to every area, to the north, to the south, to the east and the west. And God, touch the hearts of the men and women, boys and girls. God, those that are not saved. God, you're able to save to the utmost. God, those that need reviving, revive them. God, those that need restoring, God, restore them, God, even now. Lord, touch the mind, the heart, the soul, and the spirit. Lord, even as the word, God, come from the women of God today, Lord, let it impact, God, the people with your anointing and with your power. Lord, we thank you, God, that no stronghold of the enemy was able to devour and to steal and to kill this word out of them. And God, let it end into them with thanksgiving and in praise. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Again, we are broadcasting live from Jacksonville, Florida, and we're here to you, for you today, that you could hear the word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you our panelists for the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are Pastor Francina Shakes, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Mary Wilson. We want you to know today that these women of God, they are ready to speak the truth unto you. For the word of God says, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Our topic today, again, is Christ's perfect sacrifice. The subtopic would be inadequate sacrifices, God's perfect sacrifice, and the result of Christ's sacrifice. We would like to welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast Pastor Francina Shanks, and she's going to talk about the inadequate sacrifice. She's going to be, if you have your Bible with you, if you get ready and just open your Bible to Hebrews, the 9th chapter, 6th through the 10th verse, and she's going to talk to you about that. And then our next panelist is going to pick up inadequate sacrifice, which is taken from the 10th chapter, 1st through the 4th verse. And I will introduce that next panelist to you as we come. Again, we would like to welcome Pastor Francina Shanks to the Breakthrough broadcast.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. God is so good. I'm going to start at Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 6. The title is, as Dr. McCoy told you, what is inadequate sacrifices. Let me tell you what that word inadequate means. The dictionary defines it as not enough, not as much as is required. That's what that word inadequate means. So I like the first definition. It says not enough. And so I'm going to start at verse 6, chapter 9, verse 6 in the book of Hebrews. Here, verse 6 says, and I'm in the King James Version of the Bible. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God or doing the service of God. Verse 7, but into the second with the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Verse 8, the Holy Ghost, this then signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Verse 9, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and different kinds of washings and fleshly ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. Reformation means change. You see, the Holy Ghost want me to tell you that these priests went in, always went in weekly, offering up these sacrifices for the people with many different kinds of washings and meats and corner ordinances. But it didn't work. The Holy Ghost want me to tell you that it was like putting a Band-Aid on sin because it was temporary. It could not, only thing it could do of the sacrifices that they offered could not get the job done because it was temporary. It was not enough. That's what inadequate means, the topic of this message, inadequate. It was not enough that they did this, but this was just a beginning or type of what God had. He had something better. And so even the high priest, when he went in every year to offer up a sacrifice. But first he had to give a blood offering sacrifice for himself because he had a sinful nature just like we do now. And so he offered up a blood sacrifice for himself and then also for the people, for the errors and sins of the people. But it was not enough. It was just temporary. The Lord told me to tell you it was a temporary fix. That's just the way the Holy Ghost gave it to me, a temporary fix. It was just temporary. It could not get the job done. It was inadequate. And that word inadequate means it was not enough. So this was just a picture of our beginning of what God was going to do in the end, because he had something better with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came and perfected this whole thing and changed it. This was the first covenant that God ordained to Moses, to the children of Israel, in the washing and the sacrifice and giving them meats and everything and drink offerings and all, and many kinds of washings and carnal ordinances. But it was just temporary. The Holy Ghost wanted me to tell you again, it was like putting a Band-Aid on sin. It was temporary. It was a sacrifice that could not get the sacrifices that could not get the job done because they were inadequate. Because that word inadequate means, again, it was not enough. This was just a temporary fix. And so God had something much better with Jesus Christ. And so that's just like today. We've tried a lot of things that have been temporary. Like we go through different things, you know, we might lose someone in the family or there's a hurt, you might have been hurt on the job. And so if you don't know the Lord, then you would try different types of things to ease your pain, maybe drinking, maybe getting addicted to drugs. Well, it's just temporary. It won't get the job done. You'll find out as it wears off, you got to do it again. Well, that's how the children of Israel were. They had to do this again weekly. The priests had to offer up sacrifices and stuff for their sins because it was temporary. And even the high priest every year, he offered up a sacrifice for himself and the people too for their sin. But it was temporary. It couldn't get the job done. It was not enough. So that's why there were inadequate sacrifices. Praise God. But Jesus came to bring us something more better, which when he came, he did away with the temporary. He did away with the inadequate because he was that perfect sacrifice. And so I just want to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, for having me on the broadcast today. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. I thank God that she shared about being inadequate, being not enough. God is not satisfied with us not having enough. He wants us to have that which is adequate. And the only thing that is permanent and adequate and that we can count on, we can be assured of, is him. For the word of God, he did that 2,000 years ago. Remember when he died on the cross, when he gave his life, that we all can have a right to the tree of life. Yes, we are talking about today that perfect sacrifice. I thank God that God has sacrificed his life. No other sacrifice would do nothing that man would have done beforehand would be satisfactory and perfect. But I thank God, the Almighty God, for being that perfect sacrifice. We're getting ready to continue to talk about inadequate sacrifice. We're going to go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, that first and that fourth verse, and we would like to welcome Pastor Geraldine Spencer here on the to the Breakthrough Podcast. Pastor Spencer.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and I say to the Breakthrough audience and to the panelists, to God be the glory. I'm going to be bringing, reading Hebrews 10, 1 through 4, and I'll be bringing the second part about inadequate sacrifices. And it says, and I'll be reading the King James Version, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make death. The commerce thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged, should have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance, again, made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Amen. And we hear what Pastor was saying before me was that about the word inadequate and about, amen, doing it yearly, over and over, going in for us. Amen. But here we see that it is being said and being revealed that Christ had to come on the scene, that he had to come because, in other words, it could not take away, amen, all the sins and stuff, and it was done yearly. But, you know, and then they go right back into, you know, once that is done. So Jesus, he had to come to take away, and he was the perfect sacrifice that took away the sins, amen, that we no longer would be in bondage to them. And, you know, we try to think about it. You think about that today, what would happen or where would we be if God would not have sent Jesus, you know, doing the sacrifices and doing, amen, the blood sacrifices and the bulls and the goats and all that without blemish, you know, something to think about. Where would we be today? So, you know, I am so happy and I'm grateful that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that we may have life and have it more abundantly, amen, and we'd no longer be in bondage, amen, or yoke, amen, with sin that, amen, is Jesus has paid the price, and he's the perfect sacrifice. And we ought to always remember that no matter what is taking place and what is going on, that you don't have to be in bondage to sin. You don't have to be in bondage to that. And the word of God is just giving to let us know, to assure us, and to let us know that this is what took place in the old, but here God has brought, amen, his son, Jesus Christ, in other words, which is the new covenant, and he is the one sacrifice that is superior to many sacrifices of the old. So we know that when we give, and we need to be grateful, and we need to be thankful, and we need to not just take it lightly, but Christ has paid the price. He went up on the cross. He paid the price. He shed his blood because he was the perfect sacrifice. He is the perfect sacrifice, and we don't have to be in bondage. We don't have to go. Only thing now we have to do in Romans 12 and chapter 12 and 1, and it tells us, you know, in other words, how we can be a living sacrifice today, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. That is our reasonable measure. So that's the type of sacrifice that we can give unto God today. And Romans 12 and 1, and it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he's already paid the price. So now we, in other words, are in a place where we can present ourselves as a living sacrifice, amen, for a vessel for God to do his will, because Christ was and is the perfect sacrifice, amen. And we don't have to do that old anymore, because those were inadequate sacrifices. And just like the pastor before me said, that it was just a temporary. It was a temporary, but we need to be grateful and thankful that God sent his son, amen, Jesus, amen, to be that perfect sacrifice, that we don't have to be in bondage. We don't have to be in bondage to sin, but we can now, amen, today be a living sacrifice. Amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Amen. We thank God today for God giving us that perfect sacrifice, giving his life for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life, that we can live and not die, that we don't have to remain in sin. And if we sin, God has a way of escape, that we can go directly before the throne of grace, that we can ask God to forgive us of our sins and our transgression. We realize that we were all sinners saved by the grace of God. The word of God tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you, that's me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I thank God for that God's perfect sacrifice. I thank God for what he has done. I thank God for in the inadequacy, when it was inadequate, the sacrifice that was paid a long time ago, it was inadequate. It was inadequate for the people. But priests, they went in and they offered a sacrifice for themselves and then for the people. But I thank God today that by God giving his life for us, that we can go boldly before the throne of grace. I thank God. I like that, having that opportunity, having that privilege to be able to go boldly before his throne. And we don't have to go in there fearing God that we're not going to come out, fearing that if we go to God and we, because of the sin, because of our transgression, like the priest went in and he had to be right before God. If he had first had to be that man of God, he had to be clean, he had to be righteous. So there was a, because of the fact if he wasn't, there was a good chance that they was going to have to pull him back out because of his sin. And then what would happen then, the sins of the people at that time, it would not have been offered because he was not a that sacrifice there. He wasn't that man in that place to offer up their sins before God. So I thank God that we have this opportunity today. And I thank God for Pastor Spencer, and thank God for Pastor Shanks, and they talk today about the inadequate sacrifice. I thank God. You ought to say praise the Lord. You ought to say thank you, Jesus, that God have given us what we need. And our next topic will be God's perfect sacrifice. And when we look at that in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 5th through the 10th verse, we're talking about something that's perfect, something that's not blemished, something that is not spotted, something that we don't have to look at this God. But we're looking at a perfect sacrifice that we can give praise and glory and honor, that God, he already has presented his body to us to as a living sacrifice to us, and that we have those living sacrifice, as well as the word of God tell us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, that God can walk in and he can talk in. You know, we need an example of perfectness, somebody that is perfect, and God will point us, he showed us that he was that perfect sacrifice that died for you, that died for me, died for my transgressions and your transgressions on the cross 2,000 years ago. So you don't have to no longer look to man or look to any animal to sacrifice for you. You don't need anyone anymore to go and to, if you need to go before God in the midnight or early in the morning or at noonday, noontime, you can go before the throne of grace yourself. I thank God that the word of God tells us in Matthew, it tells us how to pray. And it says, heaven, give us this day our daily bread. We all need some bread. We need some fresh bread. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us. We need the word of God. We need that rhema word. We need that logos word. We need that word that's going to cause us to stand and to stay before God so we can be those living sacrifices. God was that perfect sacrifice. We can be that vessels for God's honor and for his glory. So when we begin to think about that perfect sacrifice, we can see here that Christ had a clear understanding of the Old Testament sacrifice, that it was not going to meet the fundamental need for the people. It was there for the people for a season. But he knew that this was not going to be the perfect sacrifice, only the sacrifice of his body, only the sacrifice of Jesus' body, not the sacrifice of a goat or of an animal. It was not a lamb. It was not going to do. It was temporary. It wasn't adequate, as the woman of God said. But I thank God that we have that perfect sacrifice that God gave with his son, that we could have a right to that tree of life. So only the sacrifice of his body to provide true forgiveness. We need to be forgiven. You know, we need to be forgiven for our sins and our transgression. You know, when we have a relationship with God daily, we need to go before the throne. You know, and as I was saying earlier, we could go before the throne at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock at night, does not matter. We can go before him. We can pray. We can make our requests known before him. We can pray and we can give sing some of our admiration to him. We can tell him how wonderful that he is and how awesome he is, and let him know that how much we love him and appreciate him. So it's so many things that we can do and how we can go before that perfect sacrifice, because the law was not the perfect sacrifice. It was just there. It offered. It helped the people at that time. It showed them the way, but it was not that perfect way that God. He is perfect. He is the one that we don't have to look any further. We don't have to go in another direction looking for God. He is here. All we have to do is accept him to know he is. He is the I am that I am. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. And so, therefore, we thank God today that we can know who he is. I would like to say today that some people don't know, have an option who he is. Yes, they know that he is God. They know that he is Jesus. But, you know, when you haven't spent any time with him, when you haven't come in relationship with him, and you don't really know him. We know him through the volumes of the book. We know him through the word of God. We know him by spending time with him. The people at that time, they came to the priest, and they knew that he had sinned. So the priest, they went before God, you know, for the sins of the people. But now you can go before God. And it builds us up, it strengthens us when we can go to the house of prayer, to the place that God has ordained us to go, so we can hear the messenger, so we can hear the apostles and the pastors and the evangelists and whoever God has preaching the word of God, so that we can be built up, so that we can be strong, so that we can refrain from our wicked ways, but a sinful way. So I thank God for what God has made. I adequate way for us in order to come before him and to be holy on the inside and on the outside. We didn't have to wait to ask God. We didn't have to wait for God to this day and this time. Since God gave us life, we didn't have to wait to tell the priest about what we had done. We don't have to do that any longer. We can go before God. But because, you know, when the word is in you, the word of God says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will, and the word of God say it shall be done unto you. So if you want to live holy, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want to live holy, you can live holy today because of this perfect sacrifice. You can live holy. Christ's arrival, signifies the end of the old means of approaching God. We don't have to go through that way again. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. Christ, again, is that perfect sacrifice that provides the forgiveness, our forgiveness, and forgiveness of the sin of every human being. Everything that we need, everything that we have done, because, you know, God sees the heart, the soul, and our spirit. He knows what is inside of us, so we can come clean before him. I don't know if there are anybody that want to ask God today, Lord, let me come clean with you, God. Forgive me for my sin, Lord. Come into my heart. Forgive me for all the things I've done. Forgive me for all the things I've said. See how easy that was. You didn't have to take a taxi cab. You didn't have to go on a bus. You didn't have to take your vehicle. All you had to do is to come clean before the Most High God. Men and women no longer need to offer sacrifices to God in order for God to forgive them. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice to him. Sinful people need to turn to Christ. If you know that you're in a sinful state, you have an opportunity to turn to him. And before the broadcast is over today, we're going to give you that opportunity in order to turn to Jesus Christ. Our effort cannot provide what we need, no matter how you try. You can't work this thing out. You can't do it. You know, you can't cook the chicken dinners, and it's not working it out. You can't just be just saying, I'm cleaning the church, or I'm organizing this group, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and you thinking that you're working yourself in a good relationship with God, and you're working yourself to heaven. No, you have to do it the way that God says. That's good for being the use of God, but I just thank God that God has opened a way that we can not have to work ourselves into heaven. All we have to do is to be obedient, ask God to forgive us for our sin, do those things that are right and according to God's word, go to church, hear what the word of God is saying through a woman and the man of God, live according to his righteousness, not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. I thank God today that we don't have to work our way in that manner. We live it according to God's word, because God has already provided a way of escape for all of us. And I thank God that God has opened up the windows of heaven to all of us, that poured us out blessings, that there'll be not room enough to receive. We thank God for the word of God. We've been talking about, you know, it just excites me, and I just thank God. I know the women of God can agree with me today about the word of God, for what God has done. Yes, we've been talking about Christ, the perfect sacrifice. We talk about the inadequate sacrifice that came from Pastor Shanks, And then we heard from Pastor Spencer. And then I talked about God's perfect sacrifice. That's a good topic. All of them, you heard something good. And it's not going to change because we're getting ready to hear about the results of Christ's sacrifice. And we're getting ready to be honored and blessed with the word of God. Let's bless God for Pastor Mary Wilson as she talks about the result of Christ's sacrifice.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy, and God bless every one of our listeners today. I'll be coming from Hebrews 10:11-18. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and the word of the Lord reads as follows. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being called sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering of sin. Talking about Christ, and now what we have access to because of the sacrifice. When we look at the word, when we look at what Christ did for us, it was certainly an act of love. We look at the results of it. We now have access to God. We now have access to the Holy of Holies. When Christ was crucified on that cross, the word declares that the veil was rent, meaning now the people of God have access to God. We, because of Christ's sacrifice, we can now cry, Abba, Father. We have a right to identify God as our Father. And with that, we have access to the Holy of Holies. We have access to the Father. We have access in our prayer. We have access in our worship. We have access through our meditation. We have access to God. Now we can talk to God. We don't need no one in the middle. We can go to God on our own and talk to the Father. And it's so beautiful. We can now ascend on Jacob's ladder and truly go to the heavenlies and worship God at his footstool. We have access where access wasn't granted before, but because of the blood being shed on our behalf, we can go to the Holy of Holies and we can cry out, Abba, Father, have mercy on us. We can talk to God and he talks back to us. It's not just a one-way thing. We have communication now with God where we're talking to him and he's talking back to us. So when Christ was crucified on the cross, so much it was like a door was opened for the people, and now we can go into God in such an awesome way. In the first way, worship, it is so vital in the lives of believers to worship the Father. And because of Christ, we can go into God. We can worship him at his feet. We can worship him at his throne. We won't be turned away because the blood is applied to us. So when we go to the Holy of Holies, we have access because of the blood of Jesus. We have access because the sacrifice that was made was perfect, and we know it was perfect because there is no other sacrifice needed after Christ. And him sitting down so signifies that the work that he was supposed to do up before this point, before he sits down on the right hand of the Father, it signifies that whatever he was supposed to do was completed. Now that we have access to the Father, do we take advantage of the access? I don't know about anybody else in the earth realm, but I know that we at Life Changers, we certainly take advantage of going before the throne of grace. I believe that when we worship, I believe believe that this is a opportunity and a chance for a release. I believe that when the praises go up, that blessings come down. I believe that when we worship the Father because of the sacrifice that was made on our behalf, there is an exchange, there's a release from the heaven as we send up the worship and adoration unto the Father. And we can only do this because of the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. So now the result is I can worship my daddy in holiness. The result is I can talk to God every day. I can go before the throne of grace, and I don't just have to talk. We can communicate, which means I can be quiet, and he can then begin to speak to me as well, not because of who I am, but because of the Christ on the inside of me, because of the sacrifice. It has nothing to do with who we are. It's all to do with the blood that was shed on our behalf. So when the Father looks down, he doesn't see us. He sees the sacrifice. He sees a portion of himself applied to us, which now makes us ready and eligible to go into him. So when we look at the result of Christ being crucified, it gives us total access to God. It gives us total. There is no bar. There is no obstruction. There is no veil. All of that was removed now that Christ was crucified. So we have total access. And I think if the people of God really get it, you have access to God like none other. And if our Father in heaven looks after the birds, surely he's going to take care of his children. And we have the access to go before him. It's like access has been granted. But what's so sad, we have access and we're not utilizing the access that's been granted to go before the throne of grace. So many of us, we don't spend the time that's needed in prayer and in worship and in meditation. And we have that available unto us. So when I look at the sacrifice that was made, I don't know about anybody else, but I utilize the access that was granted unto me. It's like someone leaving you $1 million and you just let it sit in the bank and you never utilize it. Everything that was left to me, my inheritance, I will operate in it because of the sacrifice. Nobody should let their inheritance go to waste. If the blood was sacrificed, it was shed on our behalf that we could have access to the Father, why not utilize the access that was given? You can go beyond just the earth realm. You can pray and tap into those heavenly realms, and we're not doing it. So we need to use the access that was granted unto us, the access that was given all of the before. Like they said, it was temporary, but now you have permanent access unto the throne of grace. Are you utilizing the access that was given unto you? And if not, I love God, because grace and mercy abound. You still have an opportunity to tap into the Holy of Holies, to go in as never before, and to lose yourself in the presence of the Father. And so we bless God for the access that has been granted unto us, and I pray that everybody listening would utilize the access. You ain't got to struggle. You don't have to go through. You got a daddy who has an ear that is listening unto your prayers and ready to release into the earth realm the answers that you need, but you got to open your mouth and use the access that was given unto you. So I tell the people today, use what was given unto you. It is a beautiful, beautiful access that was given, but it means nothing if it ain't utilized. So God bless you, listeners. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson. We thank God for the word. The word of God is like fire in our bones. You know, it's just having that access to him. As Pastor Wilson was telling us and giving us, letting us know how we can go in boldly before him, how we can begin to worship the Almighty God, how we can praise him. The Bible lets us know that we should worship him in the spirit and worship him in the truth. So when we can just begin to go before him, and you know, you may just be in that bed. room, that dining room, wherever you may be, in that secret closet, wherever you may be, that you can go before the throne of grace, how you can go before the throne of God. I thank God for being able to worship him. Some people don't know the significance of being able to worship God, you know, to tell him how much you love him and how much you appreciate him, and it's just to be able in his presence, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And then when we just talk about praise, we ought to be able to praise God. But we know God. We don't mind. We wouldn't mind praising our God for his greatness, for his goodness, for the things that he has done, for the things that he is going about to do. There's so much of praise that we can give him. Praise the Lord. Praise him. It is just not a matter of just saying praise the Lord to one another, but we ought to be able to praise God and just think about what he's done for you and what he's done, you know, for his people, what he's done for even those of old, how he was before them and with them. We can praise God just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us and all he's done for those that was before us. When I think about the word of God, it gives me even in my spirit a more incentive to praise him and to thank him for all that he has done. That it ought to be praise and it ought to be worship and it ought to be thanksgiving before God. If you don't know him, if you haven't spent time with him, then it may be a little bit difficult. It will be difficult for you to do it. But the more you can relate to him, like we relate the people that we don't, that we've spent time with them. Sometimes when you just met someone, by the Holy Spirit, I know that there is a connection. But the more we spend time with that person, the more and more that we can be together to know that person, to know the Spirit of the Lord that lives and abides within that individual. I just thank God for the Word of God. You and our radio audience today, I want you to know today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And we thank God today. We can rejoice because Christ is our perfect sacrifice. We can praise God because he is that he is. He said he is the great I am. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He's the true and the living God. You know, so many times I think about Paul, and I thank God because when I think about his testimony and the way that he lived, like all of us, we may not did the same thing he did. We never download the thing that we thought in our heart and reacted the way that he did. But you know, sin is sin. Transgression is transgression. But I thank God that when God saved him, when God did a work in him, when he changed his heart, I thank God that the man became that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. I like what he said. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. I mean, that is a testimony that you can really say that I am crucified with Christ. You know it's not you anymore, but it is a Christ that lives within. That is because of that perfect sacrifice. It is because Christ has given his life for you. You are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast today. We want to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. We want you to be able to say, Lord and Master, I want you to reside inside of me. I want you to come in like never before. Lord, I want to be like the Word of God. have given me a chance that the word of God that I've heard today on the Breakthrough broadcast. Lord, I want you to put your word inside of me, God, so I can have that secret time with you, that God, that I can come become intimate with you, God, that I'll be able to trust you, God, that I'll be able to have confidence in you. Lord, I ask thee, God, I want it, and I want it like never before. If you're one of those people that know that you are living in sin and you have not asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior in your life, I want you to know today that you have that opportunity for Christ to come in. If you are a backslider, I want you to know today that Jesus is married to the backslider. He said that he would never leave you. He said that he would never forsake you. So it's time for you to do a turnaround. It's time for you to come back to the lover of your soul. It's time for you to come back to one that loves you and will love you until the end. He's giving you this opportunity no matter what you did, you know, no matter how you may have walked out of him. You know, just like a woman and a man that is married together, and they go out and they go out on each on one on the other. And yet, that person that is forgiving, that person that is not hard-hearted, that person, when they come back, you know, they will most likely forgive them and accept them back in like the prodigal son. But Jesus Christ is even better than that. No matter, although you have done your thing, although you may have been a liar, a fornicator, a homemonger, a prostitute, whatever you may have been, I'm telling you today that you got the opportunity to come before the Most High God. You have that opportunity to ask the Lord to come into your heart, to cleanse you, and to come into your heart. Why don't you try him today? Tomorrow is not promised to us. The Bible says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So if you want abundant life today, we're going to ask you to get ready, because we're going to ask Pastor Wilson to come and offer a prayer to pray with you, to give you a chance to ask the Lord to come into your heart to save you. He's ready to save you. He's been ready to save you and to deliver you, no matter who you may be and no matter who you may have been with. He is ready to do it today. Here, as we go before the throne of grace, we're going to ask Pastor Wilson to pray that the Lord will come into your heart. Pastor Wilson.
God, we pray right now, God, for every lost soul, for every backslider, God. God, that heard, God, the invitation, oh God, that they would accept that Jesus is the Son of God. God, that they would just repeat it, God, and that they would say that you are their Savior, God, that they would believe that you died and that you rose for their sins, oh God, and that they would make an open confession and repent, God, ask for forgiveness, oh God, and God, that they would ask you to come into their heart, come into their life, oh God, and that they would turn away, oh God. And I pray now, Father, that those, oh God, who have repeated the sinner's prayer, who have asked you to come into their heart, God, who have asked you to come into their life, God, that you give them strength, oh God, that you would lead and guide them on this walk, Father, that you would lead them to a church home, oh God, where they could be strengthened, God, where they could get the word of God, and where they could continue to grow, Father. So we lift them up, oh God, that they, God, who have made a declaration that they are now your child, Father, that you would strengthen them, God, that you would give them wisdom along this walk, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We would like to thank you. We would like to thank you for tuning in today on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We again want to thank God for our panelists that was here with us today. Thank God for Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, Pastor Francina Shanks that blessed us on today for the women of God. And we thank God for Miss Ellen Hooper that was not able to be with us on today, but we thank God. We want you to join us on next Saturday at the same time as we bless the Lord. And as we open up God's word, as God gives it to us, we are giving it to you. God bless you. May the peace of God be with on you now and forever.